This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5. Liam,
Robbie and Ness on the Family Show this morning, and our motivational man, international speaker and author is Andrew Griffiths. Today, advice on how not to worry. Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are you doing?
I'm already worrying. Already worrying that you're going to go too long with this. Hang on. Already worrying.
I don't actually know what a worry wart is. But I've got to assume that, but it's an interesting kind of a term. It's an interesting kind of perception, isn't it, how we all kind of have different views on worry. But for a lot of people, they actually spend their life, you know, worrying, chewing their nails, kind of heart pounding, and they're kind of living this life of fear. You guys know people like that, I'm sure.
It can grip you, can't it?
Absolutely. And it can actually paralyze you, and it can actually stop you from getting on with your life because you're so tense and so wound up by worrying about everything. And I think it also becomes a habit that you start to live in this state of worry. Well, that's the automatic home base where you go all the time, oh, what about if I lost my job? What about if this happened? What about if that happened? What about if, you know, they left or that, you know, rah, rah. All of these things, you know, anything that challenge in life, which we all have, automatically goes into the worry mode as opposed to, well, how do I deal with that?
It can be such a rip-off, hey? I mean, your life can just be ripped off. You can just miss out.
Absolutely. I think there must be a lot of people in there who get to 80 and go, I've worried my life away.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. And, you know, one of the ways to overcome that is obviously to spend more time living right here and right now. You know, live in the day. Don't, you know, when you live in worry, you're always living tomorrow. You're always living in the what happens, what if this happens tomorrow? What if that happens in 6 months? What if it, so you're always there. You're never right here. You know, which is obviously not a good place to be, hey?
I tend to find that worriers always have non-worriers that hang around the worriers to let the worriers worry for the non-worriers.
It's now kind worry. Of an interesting way. I think that's kind of outsourcing your worry.
Point you know? In case, us two here, like Robbie's just cool as a cucumber, and, you know, someone on the other side of the desk is sitting here pressing buttons on the Starship Enterprise, making it all happen, and, hey, Robbie, another coffee? Yeah, let's start,
Isn't it great to have someone like that around, though, when you are a bit more of a worrier yourself? It can be frustrating, though, because you go, well, why aren't you worried? Why aren't you freaking out? I am. You should be as well.
How do you let it go, though, Andrew? How do you sort of... And I honestly, we take this tongue-in-cheek, I have stopped worrying so much more in the last couple of years because you let it go. You go, you know what? The world's still going to spin,
yep.
And the boss isn't really going to care, and they weren't even thinking about it anyway.
That's right. The sun will still come out tomorrow.
I think that's right. I think that letting go, you know, and surrendering is one of the parts of it. You learn to surrender. There's nothing more I can do about this situation. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's, you know, and I'll deal with it the best that I can. The reality, though, is if you put your hand on your heart and go, well, hang on, maybe there is more I can do, well, then you have to go and do more. But once you get to this, it's like people that are fearful of flying. I used to be a bit nervy about flying until I, you know, really came to the terms with, well, there's absolutely nothing I can do. I've just got to surrender and put trust in everyone else and just sit back and go, right, I can't influence in one shape, form, or any way, so I may as well just let it go. And I found that quite empowering, to be honest, once you actually make that decision, as opposed to being a white-knuckle kind of flyer. Another simple thing, and this is very powerful, a great process here, is ask yourself, what's the very worst thing that could happen? The absolute, the thing, whatever I'm worried about, what is the ultimate worst end outcome? Now, you visualize that and say, okay, what if it's happened, you know, and this thing has happened, what does it actually mean? Okay, well, I accept that that's the worst thing that's happened, now I'm going to work my way backwards and go, okay, well, you know, what if it doesn't happen quite as much? What if that doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen at all? And all of a sudden, the power is taken away from it. So you're kind of visualizing that. You know, some of those kind of things are really kind of powerful. Another part about it is to deal in facts. What we worry about most of the time is emotional.
The what if.
It's all this stuff. Yeah, what if? And and you know what emotions are like. They're powerful. They're scary. We deal with fear. But if you can train yourself again to go, well, hang on, before I really get myself worked up into a state about this, I'm going to get the facts. I want to find out what the facts of the situation are. And again, most of the time, they're not exactly what you're worried about. So all of these kind of tips and bits of advice are just about reframing the way we think, I believe, and kind of having a few strategies for dealing with worry. And I think they really work. I used to be a terrible worrier. Not so much these days.
Which is ironic considering you were a diver and dive with sharks and, you know, you're worried about flying. I've been worried about getting down deep with the sharks, mate.
Yeah. Isn't that right? You know, what one person's worry, another person does it 20 times a day and doesn't seem to have any relevance to them. So different kind of things. And some people I know as a professional presenter, most people are terrified and don't sleep for days at the thought of getting up in front of a group of people.
Mm.
So whereas for me, I really don't think twice about it anymore. So, but a lot of time it's all about learning to skills, learning techniques to overcome it. But I really feel sorry for people that are constantly in a state of fear and anxiety and worry. It's a tough way to lead your life, eh?
How to let it go and not worry. Our motivational man is Andrew Griffiths, international speaker and author. Mate, always great advice. Looking forward to catching up next week.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.